there's this guy on YouTube called Brother Nathaniel. Who's seen this guy on YouTube? Yeah, hands all over the building. And people send me this guy's videos like, oh, this guy's got some really good stuff about the Zionists, about the Jews and everything like that. But the guy is an Orthodox teacher, and he even wears the whole outfit with the long black dress, the cute little dress that he wears, and the black hat. Now, if you would, turn over to Luke chapter 20. And what's amazing to me, though, is that if this guy were dressed up like a Catholic priest with his collar turned around backwards, people wouldn't be promoting his video. They wouldn't be sending you that video. They'd say, whoa, don't listen to this guy. He's a Catholic priest. But yet, Bible-believing Christians are somehow more comfortable and cozy with orthodoxy when it is every bit as wicked. Where does this religion dominate? Well, first of all, we have it right here in Tempe. There are Orthodox churches right around us. But not only that, in places like Armenia, it's 90% population. In places like Greece, Romania, all throughout Eastern Europe, Serbia, in places like Russia, parts of Africa, such as Ethiopia, Eritrea, this is the dominant form of quote-unquote Christianity. But I'm here to tell you, this is an apostate, false religion. Now, first of all, when I first saw this guy, Brother Nathaniel, I immediately knew that he's a false teacher because of the outfit that he's wearing. And you say, well, don't judge a book by its cover. Yet Jesus specifically warned us about people who would wear outfits like that. Yeah, right. Because look down at your Bible in Luke 20, verse 46. Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues. In Mark 12, he says the same thing. He says, beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing. Look, God warns against long clothing, long robes. And just because somebody paints a picture of Jesus where they give him long hair, which the Bible says no to on men, and then they put him in long robes, which Jesus specifically warned against, that doesn't make it right. And so when you see these people who love the greetings in the markets and the greetings in the airport, they love to walk in public places and stand out like a sore thumb because they're not wearing normal clothing. Right, right. That's a sign of a false teacher right there.